93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Pope Francis's health has taken a turn for the worse as he fights pneumonia. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
The Holy See is reporting that Pope Francis remains in critical condition after suffering a prolonged respiratory crisis earlier today. The update added that the pontiff required high-flow oxygen, and in a first during this hospital stay, blood transfusions after tests revealed anemia. Doctors said he was in more pain than yesterday, but Francis remained alert.
A West New York, Pennsylvania police officer has been killed in a shootout at a hospital. WHP-TV's Candace Scalise is at UPMC Memorial Hospital, where the gunman had entered the ICU.
We're told that he actually pointed the gun at a UPMC staff member who was being held hostage with zip ties, and he threatened to shoot that person. That's when police backed away, and then more officers came in and approached the suspect, and they started opening fire.
Two other officers and three hospital staffers were shot and wounded. No patients were hurt. Police say the gunman had been at the hospital earlier in the week for a medical issue involving someone else. Israel has yet to release 600 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the six hostages Hamas released today. Oliver McTernan is an expert on conflict mediation.
I think it complicates it unnecessarily. You need to keep the process going. I think the next step would be the Palestinian prisoners are released as soon as possible. You need to keep a momentum.
Israel says it will not release the prisoners until Hamas ends what Israel calls the humiliating ceremonies it holds when it hands over hostages. If you're a federal employee, keep an eye out for an email from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. CBS's Willie James Inman explains.
Federal employees have begun receiving an email with instructions to reply with five bullet points of what they accomplished in the last week, with a deadline set for late Monday evening.
Musk says workers who don't reply by the deadline will be expected to resign. DOGE is expected to fire 5,400 probationary employees at the Pentagon next week. Last night, President Trump fired several top Pentagon employees, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. The FDA has issued a recall for drinks brought through food service providers. CBS's Jerika Duncan has details.
Cartons of supplemental frozen shakes sold to nursing homes and other institutions are being recalled because of a deadly listeria outbreak. They affected brands are Lions, Ready Care, and Cisco Imperial. 11 deaths have been reported while people in 21 states have been sickened.
Listeria symptoms include fever, muscle aches, and nausea. In severe cases, stiff neck and convulsions. This is CBS News.
A riddle. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ladies and gentlemen of the congregation, I've come here today to testify to you that the light of the Lord is alive and well. And in the spirit of each and every person in this church. But there will come a day where the devil may darken your door. We got to tell the devil no, people. And chase him out. And ride forward into the kingdom of heaven. Can I get an amen?
Well, there used to be a time when I fell down talking my tongue.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Clockwise, counterclockwise. like salt in a wound. The lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial rose under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. When you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Stranger than fiction, stranger than truth. Lavender blues, sweet lavender blues. When you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. You got teeth like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you. You tighten the screw as you fade into nothing, awake but confused. No, you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Stranger than fiction, stranger than truth. Lavender blues.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Hypertension in your veins. They'll make the hair on your neck stand up from all the rabble rouse. It's enough to mask the pain. Out of the gates, we're lacking the tools. They wanted a nice fair fight, but the boys up top don't play by the rules. Where do we go from here? Where do we face our fears? It feels like a slap across the face to know that we've been running.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We used Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back. the morning breeze. Even though the bones don't cooperate, well, I can feel the rising sun. Soon I will be joined by everyone on their way. Busy in their building, lodging in their schemes and all. Crucified, I throw back my head and smile. You never know what time will bring. Well, I have remembered recent history, but I feel a little closer. Soon I know I will be joined by everyone on their way. I'm busy in their building, larger in their dreams and all. Crucified, I throw away my asking why.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. One day there's sun, just the next is rain. One day there's joy, and the next is pain. Now someday, babe, it'll all seem like a dream.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tumble around like a hurricane, and it keeps you up.
to face to face now, dancing like they never danced before.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You post for the Sears catalog, but I think that you post for me.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The elderly leader of the world's Catholics is fighting a serious infection. We get the latest from Rome.
Pope Francis is now in a critical condition after a respiratory crisis at the hospital in Rome and had to be given high flows of oxygen and blood transfusions on Saturday. The 88-year-old Pope was hospitalized more than a week ago due to a complex lung infection. The Vatican added that the Pope remains alert and spent the day in an armchair. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News.
The president took a victory lap today. CBS's Aaron Navarro has that.
During his remarks Saturday afternoon at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, President Donald Trump rehashed the 2024 election against President Biden and Vice President Harris, but he also touted his administration's actions so far in his first